USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says the immigration crisis at the southern border is made worse by existing laws.
Have them because the law incentivizes criminals to bring children up and use those criminals to get people into our country.
He said he thought Congress would approve humanitarian aid.
And I believe the House is going to also be getting together with the Senate. Hopefully they can get something done.
Democratic presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren says detained immigrant kids have turned into pawns.
These children did not commit a crime. These children pose no threat to people here in the United States of America, and yet they are locked up for weeks, for months.
The House Oversight Committee has subpoenaed White House counselor Kellyanne Conway. She didn't show up to a hearing for violating the Hatch Act 10 different times. This is USA Radio News.
A recent article says that consumers need to evaluate the ingredients found in their toothpaste. Dental hygienist Linda Hirse.
When it comes to the health of your teeth and gums, ingredients matter. Look for a toothpaste with a natural, gentle ingredient, like baking soda, which is the foundation of Arm & Hammer toothpaste.
The report noted that toothpaste with baking soda shows promise in reducing plaque and may decrease gum bleeding when compared to toothpaste without it.
When you brush with Arm & Hammer toothpaste, you notice the baking soda difference. They have been clinically proven to remove up to 5 times more plaque and to reduce gum bleeding by as much as 60% when compared to a non-baking soda toothpaste. Throughout the day, as you eat and drink, stains attach to the tooth surface, actually embedding into the sticky bacterial plaque. The Arm & Hammer toothpaste with baking soda removes the stains and the plaque, even in the hard-to-reach areas. Baking soda also helps neutralize the harmful plaque acids that form in our mouth, keeping teeth and gums healthy.
For more, visit ahtoothpaste.com.
Before leaving to Japan for the G20 summit, President Trump spoke on Fox. USA's Chris Barnes has the highlights.
The president's repeatedly attacked the Fed chairman Jerome Powell for raising interest rates, and the president was once again attacking him in that interview.
Nobody ever heard of him before, and now I made him, and he wants to show how tough he is, okay? Let him show how tough he is. He's not doing a good job.
In that call into the Fox Business Network, he also said any war with Iran would not be a very long one, and he says of news that Robert Mueller, the special counsel, will testify before two House committees.
Well, my reaction is it never ends. We had no obstruction, no collusion.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The military says two U.S. service members were killed in Afghanistan. This happened a day after Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was in Afghanistan in Kabul.
My condolences certainly go out to them. I'm praying for them, for their families.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Tonight is the first of two Democratic candidate debates in Miami. 10 of them will appear tonight, including Senators Elizabeth Warren, Cory Booker, and Amy Klobuchar, as well as New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, former Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke, and former HUD Secretary Julian Castro. Each of them has just 60 seconds to answer and 30 seconds to follow up. Tomorrow night will feature Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Pete Buttigieg, Kamala Harris, and Eric Swalwell. An Earth observation satellite spotted a rocket leaving our planet early on Tuesday morning. The GOES East Weather Satellite, which orbits at an altitude of 22,300 miles, captured several pictures of SpaceX's Falcon Heavy rocket streaking into the heavens from Florida's Space Coast. The heat signature of the huge, fast-moving rocket is clearly visible in the images from the satellite, which sees our planet in visible and infrared light. The Falcon Heavy ended up delivering 24 satellites to a variety of orbits over the course of multiple hours, successfully completing a complicated mission that SpaceX founder and CEO Elon Musk called the company's toughest ever. The launch was the first heavy mission for the U.S. military. It was organized via the Air Force's Space Test Program and the third flight for the huge rocket overall. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.